Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got the marriage, we've got the heartbreak, we've got Ella Morgan.
Hi, guys.
Oh, shit, usually I wear rings so you can hear me clapping. I'm clapping.
Oh,
there we go.
Mean?
Let's do that.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Because it was
that.
Very anticlimactic, that. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we're doing a few of us clapping.
I'm sorry. I needed a woo. I needed a hoot and a holler. There we go. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, fucking girl. I want to go into, first of all, you're Married at First Sight.
Okay.
What did you do before?
Well, as everybody now knows, I was a stripper. No, so I actually have got a normal job. Well, not anymore. I've left, but I was a cosmetic surgery consultant. Yeah, I'm a lawyer. I was a cosmetic surgery consultant. So I basically
Lovely.
Consulted patients for like boobs and nose. And I mean, hence why I've done all this, because it was a good discount.
Looks that good.
So that's what I've done the majority of my life. But Lovely. Then obviously there was blips in between that where I did dance.
A bit of stripping.
Yeah.
I like that though. If I had the ability to dance and the core, I'd be a stripper.
Have you seen this ass? There ain't no ass. I couldn't dance. I just relied on like facing them. I would never turn around.
Right.
It would be like, oh, where's the ass?
Okay,
oh,
that would be my problem.
Yeah, well, I'm similar situation.
So you can be a stripper if you've got no ass.
Yeah, I'd like to think it's a little bit bigger now. The hormones have like helped me bang on a tiny bit of weight.
I'm going.
But yeah, I did dance for a bit and I'm very confident with my body. Like mm-hmm. I love wearing underwear. Love I mean, that. I never really wear a bra. Everyone keeps coming at me.
You shouldn't.
Twitter. Does she ever cover her tits?
No.
I thought, Derek, no, honey. If you had...
I find that though. Like people get really offended, but
yeah.
Look at my mummy milkers.
Exactly. Have you had your son?
Yeah. No, I haven't. They're just in a bra. They're just...
No, that was no shade.
Up.
Okay. If I had like bigger... Like if I had small boobs naturally,
yeah.
I wouldn't have got them done. But I was literally like 13-year-old, like pre... puberty boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, I'm 20 now. I still haven't got any tit.
Are you 20?
No, when I was 20.
Oh my God, I was going to say you.
No.
What?
God, I would have had a hard life if I was 20. I look so old. No, I was 20 when I had my boobs done for the first
okay,
time.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I was just like, I've got no tits. Like, and all my friends said, yeah, but mine are really small. Like, Tasha off the show always talks about. Oh, like, I want my boobs done. I'm like, Tasha, your tits are amazing.
Yeah.
You've got nice natural boobs. If I had those, I would be happy. But because mine were non-existent, I thought I'll get them done.
Bucket.
So I think my boobs are what would sell me in the club.
Love that.
Because guys do like either bum or boobs.
They
so
love
I would
titty.
Sell them on the boob front, on the behind. Nah.
Behind.
But yeah, I did that for a while. And that helped pay for like my surgery and my nan. Obviously, I live with my nan and look after
love
her. So that helped her.
She's a humble
sob story,
queen.
Get the violin.
She's a humble queen. This is your X Factor.
Didn't want my nan living on the street, so I took to stripping.
That's the headline.
Yeah, basically.
Stripping saves nan.
So that's what I've done.
Oh, and how did you apply for the show or did you get reached out to?
So I actually applied for the show last year. So I remember I had COVID. I was working at the clinic and I was watching The Masked Australian.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw about 3 or 4 episodes. And then at the end, it was like, oh, if you're interested in the UK version, why, you know, you apply here. And I was like, so I guess the COVID had got to my brain because usually I would never consider doing something like that. And I thought, do you know what? I have never really had a proper relationship.
Okay.
So I thought, why not marry a stranger? And where I'm so crazy, people always say to me, Ella, you're the type of person that will go to Vegas and get married to someone you've known a month.
Yeah.
So to me, like, the only difference is I would meet the guy at the altar and he'd be a stranger. So it's not that different. So I was like, fuck it, apply.
Yeah.
That was for last year's season. I obviously didn't get it. Right. And then in the July of last year, they started casting for the show that's on now, my season.
Right.
And they were like, okay, we'd be really interested in you. I thought, are you really? Are you going to put a trans woman on like a mainstream big TV show?
Yeah, how are you going to portray it?
Yeah, like the boundaries. I feel like at the minute there's still so much stigma and like no show has ever really like Love Island and shows like that. They've never really put anyone like
That's so true. I didn't even think of that.
No, there's been no trans representation apart from people like Nadia that won Big Brother.
Yeah.
There's hardly anyone.
Making history, darling.
Oh, but I am. Come on. History. So... I thought, yeah, go along with it, whatever. And then I had the call from my manager. Ella, we found your match and, you know, we'd like you to be on the show. And I always had a feeling when I was younger that I had a purpose in life.
Yeah.
Didn't know what it was, but obviously I focused on like transitioning for so long. I don't know if you guys know, I'm actually trans. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah, well, come on.
No, everyone keeps trolling me. If Ella mentioned, if we
Leave
had a
shot alone.
For every time Ella says trans.
Yeah, we'd but all be do you know what? I think people as well on the internet, if you said it, they'll be pissed off. But if you didn't say it, they'd be pissed off. So you can't fucking win.
Exactly.
Scream it from the rooftop.
Tell a group of people. Well, I don't know if any of these people are like world boxing champions and want to spring one on me.
Do you know what I mean?
I could be like, I don't know these people. So I was like, right, I'm going to tell everyone. And I wanted also to like tell everyone so I felt comfortable. Mm. But yeah, I never thought they'd put someone like me. I'm obviously quite brash and loud and vulgar
Which
and dramatic.
We love.
But that is just me. Mm-hmm. And I'm now done with the point of defending my character. Because I feel like a lot of people like, she's so dramatic, she said this. I'm like, Susan, darling, that is just me.
Yeah, you're not putting it on.
No. Unfortunately, I'm not putting it on. This is just me. So I just didn't think they'd pick me. And then I was thinking, okay, is my husband going to like me?
Mm.
And who is it they've matched me with? And all these things going through your head. But going back to the younger thing, like I just knew I was a girl from such a young age.
Mm.
And I knew I had, to me, everyone has a purpose in life. And some people take that risk. Like you've done amazing things.
Thank you.
And like some people, I think, dream big and manifest, but like they don't believe it enough.
Yeah.
And obviously with me, I just knew that there was something out there for me, but I didn't know what it was. And then when I had finished transitioning, I was like, I feel like there's a lot of voices out there for trans people.
Mm-hmm.
A, they don't get heard, and B, they're very like, they're good at what they do. Like there's activists out there, but I wouldn't label myself as an activist. I don't see myself as a role model. I do see myself now as having a voice, and I want to use it in a positive way.
Yeah, you got the platform.
But I feel like I'm just this relatable. Like Chezza, I'm just like relatable to a lot of trans girls, but also relatable to like cisgender girls.
Yeah.
Like I feel
agree.
Like me and you are twins.
We actually are.
Yeah. You've probably got a better fanny than me.
Yeah. Probably
actually,
not.
Actually, maybe not. If I said you did a good job.
I want mine done. Fuck me.
Oh, you can have my surgeon's number.
Can I?
Yeah, yours will be in and out within like
I'll have a little
minutes.
Designer for Jai.
Yeah, you've not got anything hanging to work with.
No.
So, whereas I, you know, did.
That surgery does sound terrifying though. Like it sounds absolutely, even the after process.
No, the after process, okay, yeah, it is quite painful, but you have to dilate. I obviously didn't have much say in what my vagina would look like.
What?
They have to just use kind of what you've got.
We had like a catalogue. That's what
no,
I
they
thought.
Have. They do have this book of like 100 vaginas.
Jeez,
and they're all different. And then I was like horrified when I saw them. I thought, oh my God, if I come out with that, it would be awful.
Mm.
But they were just showing me as a reference to be like, obviously afterwards, you know, when the swelling's gone down, it could like look like any of these. And I was thinking, I don't want hanging ham.
Yeah,
I don't want any of that. So they just said, just be aware that there's going to be a lot of swelling and it could look like anything. But obviously, depending on what you have to work with, will depend on kind of what it looks like. And I just said, make it nice and neat and tight.
Yeah.
And I said, I want like a lot of depth. Oh, is this too much information?
I bet you do. No, it's never. Go.
But I wanted quite a lot of depth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all like it.
You're ready for some big cock.
Yeah. But, okay, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So I wanted as much depth. But obviously, this is going to sound really crude.
Oh,
depending on how your was,
you
get the gist.
I hear you.
Depends on how much depth you've got.
Right.
So like they gave me, and I was expecting like this, I guess like this dildo, like this human looking dildo. They gave, me personally, like three different sizes of these glass, like just it looked just like a tube.
Glass.
And you just had to hold it in you. So for like, I was off work for like 4 months. And you had to sit in the bed because I had a horrific incident once where my mum walked in and I was like,
sat
in the bed. I had this thing inside me to keep it open because basically for educational purposes,
of course,
you have to keep it open
because
obviously it could close over with the helium.
Yeah.
And obviously after a few years, you can then have regular sex, which keeps it open. So for the first few months, three times a day, morning, lunch and evening, you have to like hold it inside you.
My Lord.
Put a bit of lube on there, a bit of KY jelly. I must have got through a factory load of that.
I bet you did, yeah.
So I do now. And then hold it in for like a half an hour and then you go into the shower
half
and like wash it all out.
A long time.
Yeah, but I was thinking naively that you'd, you know, have a little bit of fun with it. It would be pleasurable.
No.
It was not.
Yeah.
And then, at one point my mum did walk in and I was like, there with me legs
what
open.
It looks like.
Yeah, all swollen. It was like a jacket potato.
My
brother,
God.
Who's gay, we have a weird relationship, but I love him. He's like, Ella, it looks like a Hovis loaf. I was like, thanks, Ross. It was very swollen, but now I love it. And I had it done like
it
nearly
like
10 years
loaf.
Ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
So I don't dilate anymore.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to.
I probably need to. I haven't had any in a while. Anyone want to reach
worry.
Out?
Right.
No. Call me.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Pussy done. Pussy looks great.
Yeah.
Looks like a...
Two boob jobs.
Ooh.
Nose job.
Nice.
My whole face like redone.
What's the worst, like the worst
thing? If I had a picture to show you, my face, I look like, you know, in Finding Nemo, the puffer fish goes from like small to poof. Yeah. That's what my face looked like after I had. So basically I had my fanny done first because my parents and me, like mm-hmm. I wanted to obviously have the surgery. Yeah. And I'm aware that a lot of trans people do and don't have certain mm-hmm. surgeries, and that's okay. Like yeah. my experience is different to, you know, a lot of girls mm-hmm. that I know. And there's no right or wrong way to go about it. You do what you feel comfortable doing. Mm. But I knew for so many years, like I was a virgin until I had my vagina done. So I never yeah. knew what it was like to do anything with the part I had previous. Because to me, I just thought it was like, oh, it was just, it made me feel sick.
I couldn't
physically, like, it was, yeah, it was awful. Mm-hmm. And I just remember I was on the waiting list for ages for the NHS. The comments now will be like, oh my God, you had it on the NHS, you paid for it.
Yes, you did pay for it.
Thanks for paying your taxes, Bradley.
Fuck off, Richard.
Oh no, that's going to sound like Bradley from the show. Anyone, I don't mean Bradley from the show. But yeah, basically I had that on the NHS, but I just knew from such an age that like I wanted to have sex,
yeah.
you know, with a man with my vagina. Yeah. And I wanted to, it's not even about like just wearing bikinis or wearing certain things. I just wanted to feel comfortable in myself, and I didn't feel comfortable having that.
Yeah.
So I had that done. Then I had my boobs done. And my parents were fully like, Ella, like we are in support of you having whatever surgery you want. Mm-hmm. Just not go overboard and don't really do your face. Have any like face surgery.
Okay.
Well, I ended up having about 2 years ago, 8 procedures done at the same time. So it's called facial feminization surgery.
Okay.
So a lot of trans people yep. have it. And it's not something that if you went in and were like, Ella, I'm going to have facial feminization yeah. surgery, I'd be like, but you were born biological female. Your mm-hmm. like skull is like, you know, yeah. a female. So there's certain traits that a biological male would have. So I, like, for example, my forehead was like, my hairline was like really far back, mm-hmm. had a really prominent brow bone. And that isn't so common
right.
in like a cisgender woman. I had an Adam's apple, obviously. Yeah. So I basically had a load of things done to feminize
at
my
face. At the same time? Fuck
yeah,
me.
So I had a nose job, a lip lift, Adam's apple. I had fat taken from my stomach and put in my cheeks and my under eyes. I had a brow lift, an eye lift, implants put in my forehead, mm-hmm. like in my temples, hairline brought down, forehead shaved. And that was
Jesus.
Yeah. And I still look shit.
No, you look fucking great. But
I know, I
wow.
feel happy now. Although this is my bad
recovery.
Side. This is my much better. Maybe give the it. Whole show I'll sit give it, like, towards you. But yeah, this is my better side. I don't know why. I just,
that must have fucking hurt.
Yeah, it was in Belgium. And I had it. It was so expensive because I paid for everything other than down below. And I also feel like, why should trans people have to pay for that? Like,
I
was diagnosed. People don't like realize that having gender dysphoria is a diagnosis, like yeah. it's a medical thing, and mm-hmm. people are just like, oh, you woke up and chose to be a girl. Do you think I'd choose to go through all this and spend thousands?
No, but seriously, yeah, there's no way.
But I've always known that inside I'm a girl.
Yeah,
like, it was just more about changing the outside
yeah.
to match how I felt. And obviously I didn't need to have all this stuff done, but I just felt comfortable.
But if you want it,
yeah,
who gives it. A fuck? Yeah,
you know, like, people are like, oh, I'm gonna spend this on a car. I'm like, what? You could go to LA and have
you
your
could
face
have a
done.
BBL done.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, I think that's normal to be like, yeah, I'm gonna spend 10 grand on my bum. But other people are like, huh, that could feed
different choices though.
Kids.
Some people would spend it at Mackey's or a car.
I spend it on
the package,
looking
the
like a blow up textile,
and I like it.
I love it. So I had all that done, and then I think the only thing I really want done, one thing I've debated about, especially since I've been on the show,
right,
is my voice.
Really?
Yeah, because you can have your, I've got a little scar there from having my Adam's apple shaved,
right?
But I feel sometimes, because of my nose job, I sound very nasally, and sometimes I think that works in my favor. But then there are people like, oh yeah, you are really pretty, but you give it away with your voice. And I'm like, well, thanks.
But I don't think, I really don't think that. Honest to God,
no,
I don't think that.
A lot of people
would
disagree with you.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Come on the pod.
Fuck them right in the pussy.
I honestly don't think, and I know it's obviously like a, if you want to get it done, you get it done, like whatever. But I really, like, and I think people were more saying on the show, like, why has she told everyone? Because they don't think it was obvious.
Yeah, see, the comments are a mixed bag because it's like, Ella, why are you telling everyone? They all knew anyway. It wasn't about whether they all knew.
Yeah.
I wanted to feel comfortable with a bunch of strangers that I don't know who they are, where they've come from. I'd obviously met the girls at the hen do, so I didn't feel too worried.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the boys. And I was just thinking,
I think that's more intimidating too, sometimes telling men. because you don't know their the way they're going to act or their views.
Exactly. Especially if you're like dating them. That's like a completely different like kettle of fish. Mm. But we're telling a bunch of strangers. Obviously, I just felt like, A, I wanted them to know everything about me. So that when I sat and did the commitment ceremonies, it would be like Ella's referring to her transition about why she's talking about rejection.
Yeah.
And it would all make sense. Like if I didn't talk about it, they'd probably be like, I'm really confused. But yeah, some of them probably did know and that's fine. But I wanted it to come from my mouth and me just be authentic to myself and educate these people as well. And everyone was amazing.
And people don't realize as well, like, as you said, I didn't realize the first trans person on this show, but also on a reality TV, mostly. So I think obviously, of course you're going to fucking talk about it. Well, you know what I mean, of course you fucking are.
It's like an elephant in the room that I guess I wanted people to feel that they could talk to me about. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of these people, like yesterday I was on the train actually home from London and this guy was talking to me and then he was like, can I just say, like, I've never met anyone trans before in my life, but the way you're so calm and you answer all my questions. Aww. And I was like, thank you very much. But like he was asking me stuff about like down below. And I was like, this that's quite offensive to some trans people. I'm not really offended by any question.
You wouldn't ask someone else like that.
No, you wouldn't. I mean? But then I'm just thinking, I'd rather him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, darling. You want to see?
Thanks,
come in cubicle toilet. On the train, we're all moving about.
Love and show.
Yeah, can you imagine? Start pissing everywhere. I can't control my bladder as well. No, that's one thing that they never said is that obviously after the surgery, I could hold a wee before.
Right.
Like for ages. Now, if I need to go, I wet myself on the show off camera, thank God. But I actually, I needed to go and I couldn't. Like I was like, no, I need to film this or do this. I was like, I tried to get to the toilet, didn't get there quick enough.
Oh, fucking.
And ended up pissing.
Do you know what? It's an average Friday night for me, so I wouldn't worry.
Yeah, well.
Honestly, don't you worry, girl.
The pros and cons of having a finer vagina. Because my urethra's gone from like, to like really small now. So that's an interesting fact. But yeah, I just want to be one of these trans girls that is like, not like, and I don't want to name names, but there's just certain people that do their job amazing. But it's very much like, even I would be a bit scared to ask a question because you feel like, oh my God, can I say the right thing? I'm scared of saying that. And I basically just feel like most people I've met in life have never met someone trans before. Mm-hmm. I want them to walk away having a good experience so that they then can go on to people and be like, do you know what? She's just really down to earth and she's educated me. If I start like jumping down people's throats and preaching and saying all this shit,
that will be their
impression of a whole community. Mm-hmm. But I get that some trans people are like, we shouldn't have to do this, but that's just my way of doing it. And that's fine if other people don't want to do that. That's okay. But I also said like, you shouldn't really go around asking people about their vaginas. But
I'll say
it works the same, feels the same, looks the same. You'd never know. I just can't get pregnant and I don't bleed every
month. To be honest, that's a bargain. A really big bargain.
Exactly.
So we're going to go to your wedding day now.
Okay.
Do you get to choose your dress?
Yes.
You do?
So we had a budget, not a very big budget. Mm. Why am I not drinking?
Yeah, you should have got shot for that. Now.
I was hoping to walk away from here, like not actually being able to walk.
I can give you a shot. Right, do a little thing.
So what are we actually, can you do it? Can you say what we're like cheersing to?
We are cheersing to designer vaginas, Tig old bitties, and us. Cheers.
Yeah, not thrush. What the fuck was in that? Yeah, that was.
Right, well, we're a bit loose now. A bit loosey-goose.
Okay, what else have you got behind that? I'm like an alcoholic. I'm not actually, but...
Malibu, gin, vodka. That's all.
Do you know who loves a shot of tequila?
Oh.
So Roz, you can ask me all about who I like and don't like and all that stuff.
I was going to, actually.
Okay, right, let me go back to your question.
Yeah, right, wedding dress.
Wedding dress. So basically, they gave us a budget. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
£200.
Anyway. No, add £1,000 on.
£2,000. No, £1,000.
Oh my God. I thought you were clever. £1,200.
There we are.
That was basically meant to cover your wedding dress. Bridesmaids. Bear in mind, I have three bridesmaids.
You meant to wear a fucking sack.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Criminal, that.
I was going to wear my nan's old wedding dress.
I bet you fuck. Oh, that's much, really though. Cute.
Yeah, my nan is cute. But no, I wanted to be a bit revealing.
Yeah, she should.
And hers was like something a nun would wear if a nun got married. Obviously, they don't, but yeah.
Married to Jesus.
Yeah. Is that one they... Oh, yeah, they are. Okay. I was having to think then. What is a nun?
I don't even know if they...
I think of like Sister Act when I think of a nun.
I will follow him. Follow him wherever he... Carry on.
I don't know that song.
Do you not?
No, Tasha would know. She loves Rue's Scrolls. So basically, I filmed my backstory. Backstory is like where you get introduced.
Right, yes.
Right, they were like, Ella, what's your favourite access? Oh, God, I'm
bloody
fucked.
Bloody hell, yeah.
That me.
But I knew what you were trying to say. Yeah. That's all that matters.
It's the lisp and the nose job. And the
teeth. Deadly combo.
So basically, yeah, the backstory where I was like, oh, these are my best assets. Come out the pool looking fair.
Stun.
I love that scene. That's my backstory. So it's like when you get introduced to the person. And basically, we filmed at a bridal shop. Shout out to the White Collection. They were amazing.
Girls.
And I tried on a load of dresses. And one thing I said was I was originally going to wear what Evelyn wore on Mass Australia. It was an House of CB.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wedding
yes,
dress,
yeah,
really
yeah,
tight,
yeah.
Strapless. Tried it on. Well, honey must have put on weight before she got married because I'm a size 6 and it did not fit me. I was like the hunchback
of Notre
Dame.
House of CB, though, they fucking size down. They give you body dysmorph.
I was like, I'm a size 8. Oh my God, what's going on? So I did try it. I bought it actually on the day I picked my wedding dress. So it came in the morning. Oh. And I didn't have time because we were filming the bridal shop scene where I'm doing all that slow motion. Like,
yeah, as you do.
Oh, look at this.
Love it.
Yeah,
touching
myself. At one point, I was like going like that. And I thought, like, don't wear that, please. Yeah. I want to look classy for once. And then they said, try on after we finish filming in that amazing tight dress, which I did want originally. But I thought that's so cliche, Ella. Everyone's always like, she gets her tits out. She wears tight things. Let's do something different. Yeah. And so I picked 5 dresses and then I was like, I'm not a fan of like big, the one I ended up wearing,
dresses.
I'm not a fan of them usually.
Really?
I picked that one and I tried it on and I kid you not, I cried for about half an hour.
Aww.
And I was like, I feel like a princess in it.
You look like fucking bad in it
as
well.
I think I had the best dress.
You fucking did, yeah, I'll be honest.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I'll say it with chest now.
Do you mean that?
No, I swear to God, it was really nice. Because I'm the same. I don't really like dresses like that. But with your figure and everything, it fucking popped off.
With my big tits, my tiny
with your
weight,
big old titties.
And it hid the no ass. And you can wear one like that when
I
you
will.
Get married.
Watch me walk
out. Oh, God, that was a bit shady. I didn't mean it in a horrible way.
No, but we've bonded over it.
Yeah,
so it's fine,
we got no
worry.
Ass. Are you going to have yours done?
No.
Would you ever have it done?
No.
Because I really want mine done.
Do you know what it is? Like, injections, first of all, I've heard horror stories about injections. It makes your ass hard. BBLs, I just don't think it's worth the risk. And also, I feel like now I'm the pioneer for flat asses, so I can't.
I was going to say something then.
No,
is your ass not hard anyway because it's just bone?
No. Yeah, it is. Just a bit of
skin. Is there a bone
skin
in there?
There's two bones. Big bones. They're not big bones. They're tiny bones.
I'm a bit fat. Why? I love this. Can we have another shot?
Yeah,
or just give me one. I don't give a shit.
I'm giving you one. What cheers are we doing now?
Okay,
do it now.
Cheer. Oh, this is a bit shady.
Come on.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. It was about.
Go on.
Okay.
He's exposed you, so.
Yeah, exactly. I expose myself on a daily basis. Okay, here's two. Me. I know, I can't say it because it's really naughty. Okay, you do it. You do it.
Right, here we are.
All right, ready?
That's not watermelon, and I refuse to believe that's watermelon.
You know, when you're really drunk, your inhibitions go.
Yeah.
If you said to me, like, you want to fist me right now, I probably would let you.
That's keep funny. That in.
No, that's
keep
so bad. I'm
keep
sweating. But me,
you know,
another one of those, and I'll be like this.
You know, one margarita, I'm gonna open me legs. Two margaritas.
Give me
you.
2 margaritas. I'm gonna give you some head. But you haven't got Willy.
True.
I can never
get a strap.
Have you done things?
Why did
Are
I
you
shout
bisexual?
That? I am.
Would you fuck me?
Yeah, let's go.
Come on.
On that sofa, we're gonna have to cut the camera.
No, don't show the horrible shoes, guys. Sorry.
We'll be like blurring the shoes.
Sophia's going to be like, your hair, am I
You've
being
got your
naughty?
Work cut out for you here.
I told
but to
you.
Be fair, this is on brand for this podcast. No one comes on this podcast and think it's going to be really educational. With the
Piers Morgan. Yeah, I did get bullied.
Like, yeah,
this
did.
Isn't Piers Morgan.
This isn't Piers,
no, I
darling.
Want to show people I have a personality because everyone
does.
Keeps saying she sits there blank face and all she goes on about is sex. No, see, I have got a personality.
Yeah, and we've just scissored. So what now?
Well, we haven't done.
We haven't. You don't need.
No,
to.
Okay. Yeah, we did. Yeah, sister.
We just did that. So what now? That's why I've been a bit disheveled. Anyway, back to the wedding.
Okay.
Right. Here's my issue here. Yeah.
Go on.
When I think about weddings, it makes me feel violently sick because kissing in front of my family. All right. Actually, no. Let me get this.
I didn't tell you about my dress.
Oh fuck! Sorry.
I got gifted it. Yeah. Basically,
oh, okay. I got it gifted. Brilliant. Thanks.
Basically, I picked the dress I didn't think I'd ever wear.
Yeah.
I picked it, loved it. They gifted me. It. Thank you so much, guys. I looked phenomenal.
Hashtag gifted. What can you do? Now, you're walking down the aisle, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm walking down the stairs. Your shit, which by the way, fuck that. If they said, hello, you're having a venue where you've got to walk downstairs in stilettos, I'd tell them to fuck themselves.
My manager sat right there.
Yeah.
She worked on the show.
Did you?
I said, please make sure there's no, I'm not getting married outside and there's no stairs. What did they do to me? Mm. They made me walk down a flight of 50 stairs. I'm milking me words now. Basically, I said no stairs.
That's extreme. That's
also,
extreme.
Also, I think that venue that I got married is cursed. Whitney and Duca got married there last season. What happened to their relationship?
Oh,
it's cursed.
Wit.
So God bless whoever gets married there next season.
Yeah, yeah.
Your husband or your wife's going to cheat on you.
You can't.
It's cursed.
Cursed. So you can't choose your ven.
No. And I said no fucking stairs. And what did I get?
You actually got a triathlon to your aisle.
Oh no.
So you're walking down the aisle. I can imagine you shitting yourself at this point.
Yeah.
Cool. My thing is, right, is because you've never met before, do you go in for the kiss or not?
I was walking down, my dad was obviously holding me because I was like a shitting dog.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked down the banister so I could see him.
Right.
I saw him before he saw me.
Love that.
So I was like, tall, mixed race, sexy, he was fit.
Yeah.
So I already knew I was done.
You were ready.
Marry me off now.
Yeah.
Obviously, then, when I spoke to him, I was, like, looking into his eyes thinking, you're wearing coloured contacts. These are my
next wife.
Yeah, he was. But I didn't mind that.
Yeah.
It was the earring.
Okay.
The earring gave me George Michael Wham vibes.
Yeah.
We love George Michael, but...
Sometimes I feel like a dangly one earring. Hee-hee. I don't like it. And I agree with that.
I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
The cheekbones and the earring.
Yeah, yeah.
Were a bit of a, like, ooh. Okay.
My thing is, and a lot of people will be like, why are you judging so much, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, in life, you do judge. I don't care who the fuck you are. If you're in a club and a man comes up to you, you're going to judge what they look like and see if you're going to kiss him on the dance floor. Yeah, of course you are. So why are we judging people? You're marrying this man. Of course, actually, I'd be over judging. I'd be over, but how big are his hands? Cool, I'm not marrying him. Do you know what I mean?
So basically, I saw him and I was like, he is fit.
Yeah.
Got married. Obviously, at the end, she's like, oh, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Yeah.
You may now kiss the bride.
You're going.
And I'm going, he's like, peck or lip? And I was like, babe, isn't it obvious?
Yeah, come on.
I look like a real slag there, don't
no,
I?
No, you don't. That would
me
be
now.
Me.
No, not fist me. No, I was going to make a joke. I'm sure I actually said, oh, just finger me or something as a joke. But obviously, I didn't want him to actually finger me.
Ella's manager is off camera going...
Yeah, she's fuming with me. I can tell.
This
she's
is brilliant. I love
it. Not buying dinner today. I'll have to buy it.
Gotta expense it.
And so basically, I was like, isn't it obvious?
Yeah.
And I did want to kiss him and he kissed me. And it was lovely. I'm not going to lie. I like a bit of intimacy.
Yeah, I agree. Especially it lets you know where the bar is.
And it also lets you know how good they are at kissing.
Facts.
Do you like a bit of tongue?
I do. I'm a tongue. I don't like it kissing without tongue. I think, what's the fuck? What are we doing? Just matching lips.
Yeah.
Interlocking like Lego. What's the fucking
point?
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
I like a bit of tongue action.
Stick your tongue down.
Yeah, their tongue works. Because then I'm like, are they good at licking puss?
And that, I didn't think of that. And that is an amazing thing to take away from this podcast. If you take away nothing else.
Boyfriend and you'll see how good he is at looking for us.
And if he's shit, what can you do?
Well, exactly.
You're awesome.
But he was an amazing kisser and he's fucking sexy. Yeah. I'll give that to him. For everything he's not, he is good looking.
Did your family like him on the wedding day? Did they go, or no? They did?
Yeah, they did.
Cool.
Got to the honeymoon.
Can I just interrupt you, Chris? There's a scene in your honeymoon which makes me cry with laughter. And it's when you're about to jump into this, I don't know what the fuck it is, like a river.
Cenote.
And you go.
Is it Cenote?
Oh my God, I just farted. Oh my God, you're not Bristolian.
Is that how I am from Bristol. Is that how I sound?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that how I sound?
I just farted. I just let it out. Sorry. And it was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen on television because I was like, me. Absolutely. And he was like, she's just a bit too open. Like, obviously, I didn't really. And I was like, if that was me, I'd have been crying with laughter on the floor. Like, it's fine.
So I didn't know they were going to show that.
Of course.
They were filming my feet. I thought they ain't going to show that. So when I watched it with my family,
I was like,
they're doing me dirty here. Because yeah, the camera was facing the floor. Yeah. There's no way I knew that they were going to get that bit in. Yeah. I didn't even remember that I farted.
He did.
That gives more people ammo to be like, she's a man, she's a bloke. I'm like, babe, girls fucking fart as well.
Girls
I still fart.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he was like, still do you know what was annoying?
Yeah.
Is that on that honeymoon, we had some good moments, but my brother texts me.
Right.
This is why I love the gays. My brother's gay. Girls he has got guys. My fucking back.
Yeah.
He was like, I've done some research. FBI. Mm. He was on Geordie Shore. I was like, okay, have you watched it?
Geordie Shore.
Yeah, we landed in Mexico. We had about 3 hours sleep after the wedding. The next day we were flying to Mexico and I was the first wedding.
The next day? God forbid.
I was the first one to get married, weren't I? Yeah.
God forbid.
They obviously put the best first.
Yeah, come on.
Love you all, girls.
You know how it is.
And then it was like, okay, you're going to sleep now. Everyone else slept in the same, on the night of their wedding, in the same room as their partner. He was like, oh, no, I think we should stay in separate rooms. I was thinking, the vibes I've been getting, you're really into me.
The issue is, right, is because obviously boundaries, I get it. But you could sleep on, I don't know, you don't have to do anything first.
No, I just wanted to we got on so well. Yeah. There was an instant connection. And then it was like, as soon as the cameras went away, off camera, I was like, oh, you've been a bit off with me. And then one of the welfare was like, oh no, he's just probably a bit tired. I was thinking, okay, cut him some slack. On the plane journey, I was like, oh, you know, have you done any TV before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done this.
Reeling it off.
How many fucking fingers you got? And I,
he's
in my
his toes
head.
Out
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly. Borrow the person next to you. Sandra, can I borrow your hands and toes too? And I was like, oh, okay, then I've never done TV.
No.
And I'm not saying the people that do other shows, because there's other people on like my season that have done stuff and they're still so genuine and I know they're doing it for the right reasons. But I was thinking, this is like my tell-all story, isn't it? Because I haven't had the chance.
I feel like Oprah.
And you're, oh my God,
you.
Oprah.
I'm Oprah with no arse and no tits.
Gracia.
Come on. Write that down.
Same ring to it.
it doesn't really have any.
And basically, I was suddenly like, I had the best day of my life. Bit sad that he didn't want to spend the night with me.
Yeah, but you
it's
can
fine.
Get over it in
didn't
the morning.
Didn't expect
yeah.
to give you
fine.
Blowy or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
well.
I was tired anyway.
Some might, yeah.
So he was like, yeah, I've done this. And I was thinking, okay.
Yeah.
Red flag. Is this genuine?
Yeah.
And then when we landed, I got the text from my brother being like, I've seen him on XYZ. And I was thinking, I was so into you.
Oh,
and now I'm gutted.
A bit deflated.
Because I don't know how genuine you're being. Hence why I said on the honeymoon, the fake comments.
Yeah.
Because I saw a different side. Like when it was just us.
Cameras are off.
The cameras are off. Amazing. Cameras are on. Very different person.
Because your honeymoon didn't go incredibly.
We went to shit.
Yeah, that
you
was,
were
my,
that quite
that was
nice.
My polite way of saying that. It went to shit, yeah. It did go to shit. But the thing is...
And the Mexican food didn't help.
Oh, I bet it did. But you know what?
Going.
Skinny!
Antonia's never seen Skid Talk. I was like, oh, that taco is not agreeing with me. This is what I mean. He obviously wanted a certain type of girl.
Yes.
Or guy.
Yeah.
He's been open about that.
Yeah.
Said he didn't want to be a trans person.
We will get on to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. But yeah. I was like, we're in Mexico. Yeah. I've just got the text off my brother saying he's a performer.
Yeah.
You didn't see a lot of stuff on the show that was at the wedding. When he did his speech.
Oh, no.
He did a full-on... Stay there. Cards, monologue, threw it and went, I'm going to speak from the heart.
Got to go.
Even I was that deluded that even I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. All my
you see that
like,
veil? Off. The ring? Off.
Why didn't I see it then?
Uber Eats? Uber. I'm out.
Yeah, and then order Uber
Eats. Yeah, and then order Uber Eats
and
crap. And
get fat.
Yeah, has to be done. That's, yeah,
it was
okay,
a sign.
Okay.
And I wasn't looking at my family, but I was like, oh, this guy, I was deluded. I was giving delusional.
You were in the midst of
I
lust.
Was. I actually thought I was going to be with him forever. Like, on that wedding day, I had the best day of my life. Got to Mexico. Ella, you're my sister. I love you.
Yeah.
He is a performer. He threw the cards when he did his speech. I was like, I'm going to talk from the chest. I thought, okay, we've only known me 5 minutes, but continue.
Yeah, continue.
And I'm going to protect Ella to my parents. I'm going to protect Ella.
Yeah.
Like, she is amazing. All this stuff. And I was thinking, this guy's got my back. Wedding's over.
Yeah.
Does he spend any time with me? No. Does he want to share a room with me? No. And I was thinking, okay, maybe he's just really tired. Fine. It wasn't until I spoke to the other couples when we obviously got into the show.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we spend the night together. Nothing happened, but we just connected. And I was thinking, how can I connect? I was in a room on my own.
What, yeah, what were we meant to do? Morse code, like through the fucking wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, he was like upstairs.
Oh, but.
I had to get a broom and not the ceiling. Oh, oh. No, Grace, I'll buy you a new sofa.
Do you know the way I saw it coming too? And I was like, I'm not saying anything. It looked
right. Your brother texted you.
My brother texted me. I landed in Mexico. I was happy that I was in Mexico.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Ella, I've done some research on this guy. Bit of a performer. And I was thinking, no, I don't think he is.
Yeah, you don't want to believe it.
And then I was just thinking, my brother's right about everything. He is a gay, and gays,
they know,
their brains are bigger than anyone's.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of knowledge. And I was just thinking, I didn't want to admit it, but he's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just thinking, if someone's gone on that many shows, especially dating shows, and you still not found love.
What's happened?
What's happened, darling? You've either got a small dick.
Yeah.
You're fucking annoying, or you're nasty, or you're rude.
Yeah.
Or you're just looking for
someone, a little bit of fame.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about the dinner party?
Which
are they? Are they scary, the dinner parties?
Yeah. So even like, so after like a few dinner parties, I still get nervous.
Right. Yeah.
Because I never knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt unprepared. It was like, oh God, if the honesty box comes out, am I going to be asked anything?
Yeah.
Is he going to be asked anything? Is someone else going to say something about me?
Yeah.
So you never fully know what is about to happen.
Mm.
But yeah, they are bad. And I feel like, the out of all of the seasons of Maths, even including the Australia one that's about to come up, I am...
You're involved?
Yeah, massively.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I've heard off camera and I can confirm it's going to be a travesty. Mm.
Yeah, it was bad.
I love that though. If I went on Married at First Sight, which by the way, I'd love to do that show. I think it'd be iconic.
You're too famous.
I'd love, fuck's sake. If I did that show, I'd go with someone else's husband.
Can we do a cheers to Grace cheers, getting on the show?
It's never that deep.
Well, I'm good friends with the exec, so...
Let me know. I'll wear a wig. They'll never know. Put on a posh accent. To Chelsea.
Was that a dig to Laura? To Chelsea?
No.
Oh.
No.
She goes on about Chelsea boys.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I thought that was hilarious.
Oh,
here's to Chelsea boys.
Here's to Chelsea.
Boys with a Chelsea boy edge or whatever she says. Love you, Laura.
Purr.
I do love you, Laura.
So, you just walked off the show. Not walked off the show, but you walked off the... What's it, what the fuck is it called? A commitment ceremony? No.
You spit or swallow. Fuck me. You know when you swallow sometimes.
Swallow is horrible.
And then it hits your throat and you're like...
I feel like I can't spit because it feels pathetic, so I have to swallow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I drank.
Are you a spitter?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you really differently now.
What, in a more classy way?
No.
In a more
pathetic way. Yeah. Spitter quitter.
Ah, you fucking slut. Okay. It really hits the back of the throat.
It does, but it makes you gag after. And then you get the clarity and you're like, I'm not going to say what I said next, but yeah.
Oh, no, say it,
I've
please.
I've got children in me. It's hell and horror.
Do anal.
Yeah, I can't with this arsehole.
Do you like anal?
I'll get piles. Sorry, I've really shared too much here. I've gone for it. No, but I will get piles.
Yeah.
I will. And I'm not going, hello, can I have some anusol? Fuck me. Have some respect. I have to order it off Amazon because I get too scared.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. My pile is wobbling in my bumhole. I love you so much.
Oh, my head.
I actually have a hemorrhoid right now.
Do you? Uh-oh. Why was I like, yes?
You believed me too much, anal. Shove his microphone on my ass.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's not for me.
I do like it sometimes.
Do you?
Mm. You know sometimes you get a bit of hair?
Mm.
I thought, no, darling.
Mm. I've been there. And I've done that.
Yeah, is that normal?
What, hair on your arsehole? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it fucking is. You should see
You're
me.
You're nodding.
You should see me
Rosie,
in the shower.
Do you get hair on your bum
If
hole?
I'm about to, the way I'm spreading those cheeks and shaving, babe.
I'm like this.
Yeah, go on, give me an example. Yeah, yeah. And then you have to lift the other cheek. I'm not getting any jobs
There's
after
not much
this.
To lift.
Yeah. Yeah, my
when I do my
anyway.
Fanny, I'm like, lip to one side, lip to the other. Yeah,
it's humbling though. It's very humbling.
Oh,
have you?
Cut I've done that. Yeah, obviously, no one took. My mother had four boys.
Yeah,
she didn't teach me, and she's one of these people that's like, we were always told to have a bit of hair down there.
Oh,
I'm fully. I'm like, mum,
she's Bob Ross down there.
Yeah,
yeah, fair, fair. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah,
yeah.
Phil Mitchell when he had hair. Oh God, I'm just fat. What the hell? This is fun. I'm having a lot of fun. So basically, yeah, I shave everything. And my mum obviously didn't ever teach me because she had no daughters.
Streamline.
Like, I don't think you should have no hair. I'm like, mum, the guys I date,
Seem
they don't want to come
now.
Down and see Kermit the Frog.
They're not, it's not gardener's world, you know? They want to slide in, slide out, bit of streamline, aerodynamic and go. And that's all they want. And that's fine.
You're too much.
We've really got off track. I was talking about you walking out at a ceremony. What is it called?
Now we're talking about pussy and hair.
What is the thing called where you sit down?
Commitment ceremony.
It is a commitment ceremony.
Do you watch a show?
Yeah, I swear to God, I do.
I am bitch.
Why'd you walk out?
So in the episode that just aired, I walk out because he's like, I don't know you. I don't know you. That's my impression of him.
Yeah.
He's like, basically, Nathaniel said, you don't know who you are. That best not be the one we're watering. Is that the one we're watering?
I got scared to swallow when you just confronted me. I
you
got
said you didn't like have a problem with swallowing.
You know.
You slut. basically, he was just like, you don't know yourself. You spent all your life focusing on your transition. I don't know you know who Ella is. And then, what's crazy?
I'm tearing.
Until this love story happens. I was sat there thinking, he's right. I actually doubted myself. And I was thinking,
God forbid.
Maybe I don't know who I am.
My God,
Ella,
you had
pussy done 10 years ago. You
yeah,
know you,
you know
are.
You are.
But I was actually in that mindset where I liked him so much. And I wanted it to work so badly that I was like, yeah, he's right. I don't know who
Sorry,
I am.
Sorry, I haven't watched this episode yet. What are the experts not chiming in here?
Yeah, they kind of have my back, don't they? They kind of have my back. And like, Nathaniel, I don't think it's very helpful to be like, what did they say? They were like, I really do like you, Ella, but. There was always a but.
A but, yeah.
A but, you're this,
yeah,
you're that, you're
yeah.
that. You don't know who you are. I'm the teacher. He said he was a teacher and I was the student.
What kind of kinky bastard?
Yeah. Your mind went to
what
my mind.
The fuck.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
No,
Three
sir.
Back, four, sir.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So you
he said that about me.
You like, walked off then.
So I walked off because I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, fair. And
very
everyone's
dramatic.
Watching. Yeah.
I have my backs against it. Moment.
As she should.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't do this. I don't know who I am. And I actually, in that moment, I came to you, didn't I? My manager off camera was like, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. Maybe he's right. I'm confused. I wasn't. But where he got in my head so much, like psychologically, I was thinking, this guy isn't into me. I'm used to guys being really into me because of the way I look, but there's no emotional connection.
Right.
So for anyone that's like, oh, she just goes on about sex. She just wants sex. No, I want to be desired and I want affection.
Yeah.
Because all I've been used to is guys being ashamed of me, but they're happy to like have sex with me or see me as a sexual being. And because he wasn't giving me that, I was like, oh my God, I'm not desired. Bear in mind, this is the first relationship I've been in ever in my life. And it was marrying a stranger.
Yeah.
I've never been with anyone. So obviously I'm like 29 years old when we're filming this. And I'm like, wow, I've married a stranger. I know who I am, but I'm not used to being in a relationship with a guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, so he doesn't fancy me? Or the guys I've been with, they fancy me. They might want me to be
it's
like
a, mind
a dirty secret,
yeah.
but they still fancy me. And that's how I used to get my validation, was from being told, yeah, I fancy you. Never listened to the whole, don't want to be seen with you. Yeah. I don't want to introduce my family to you though.
Yeah.
And obviously then I was like, so he doesn't fancy me. He thinks I'm not deep enough. The amount of times.
So what now?
That boy said deep. If we had a shot for every time
I was going to say, we could create a drinking game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm deep.
Well, when did you see that he released that interview?
I knew he was doing that article or that it'd come out the day that it came out. I got sent it.
What did you think about the stuff he said in it? Because he, from what I know,
okay,
he was saying, I actually didn't want, he wanted a guy.
Yeah.
And he said the producers said to him, you're not letting Ella tell her story. Let her tell her story with you. And then, but he made out to be the villain. What is your side of that?
Well, I think he's had a quite a good edit so far.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never said this. I originally said initially, I've only ever dated straight guys. I see myself as a straight girl.
Yeah.
Fans, yeah, so what? But I'm still a girl.
Yeah.
So I've only ever been with straight guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really been with anyone. I've never met anyone pansexual other than him. And I've never been with anyone bisexual. And I was open to it. So on the forms that we fill out, I was open to someone who was bi, pans, whatever.
Yeah.
As long as they weren't a girl, because I'm just, it's not for me. Well, until I met you. I was just like, that's just not for me. But as long as he's a guy, that's all I care about.
Fine.
Whether you're trans or non-binary or pansexual, bisexual, whatever. As long as you are identified as a man, that's fine. I then thought, right, I need to be open-minded here.
Yeah.
Because maybe this is where I'm going wrong. I go for these bad boys.
Yeah, you start thinking about it.
And I'm like, right, I'm going to be open-minded. So I was happy. I was fine with the fact he was pansexual. Didn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
He then obviously comes out with these claims. He's like, I didn't want a trans girl. I obviously feel a little bit insulted.
But if you're pansexual, that means you're open to trans...
You're open to anyone.
Women, men, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So please make it make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No.
But also, I feel like I get where you're coming from, where you're like, maybe I should be more open.
Yeah.
But then you can't put that relationship failing down to what you've put as your preference.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I
agree.
I feel like...
Also, you wouldn't have been matched for me if you hadn't
put
ticked
that.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
You clearly did tick it. You're 36 years old.
Mm.
You're a man.
Yeah.
You can be man enough to be like, at any point during the show, I put leave.
Yeah.
Keep putting stay.
Yeah.
And you also, as a grown adult that you keep going on about the show, because you're like, yeah, she's my student, I'm the teacher, I know everything, I'm this, I'm that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Medusa. Or whatever the person is.
Yeah.
You could have said no.
Mm, yeah, of course.
So don't give me that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't particularly in the beginning, I wasn't that thrilled with being with someone that wasn't a straight, like, male.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I opened my eyes and was like, fuck it, I'm just going to tick this because I feel like I need to.
Mm.
I didn't have an issue with him being pansexual.
No.
If they'd put me with a bride, I would have been like,
Well, that's why you didn't tick that box.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just feel like you're open enough now, since the show's been out, and you're pissed off, that you can say all this stuff. During the show, you never once said this was an issue.
Yeah.
Never once.
Which I do think is shady, because I feel like if you do have something to say, you should say it to the person. And if you're going to release it, it's more embarrassing as well, because it's like, well, why didn't anyone say that to me?
But he released it before the show came out. So now, when the people watch the show, they're like, will you keep saying stay? The comments that I've seen
anyway.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Like, will you keep saying stay?
Yeah.
And if you knew this prior to marrying Ella,
yeah,
why are you still staying? Because obviously it feels like a personal attack when someone's like, I didn't want someone trans, especially when it comes from someone in the queer community. Mm-hmm. That's what I think hits different with me, is that it's like, I get we all have personal preferences.
Yeah.
My preference is usually a straight guy.
Mm.
But I was open-minded and that was my decision. And I say that with my chest.
Yeah.
And if I was put with someone that wasn't a straight cisgender guy, would I complain? No, because I was open-minded from the get-go.
Yeah.
But to then turn that around and be like, they manipulated me into doing that. Or, no, babe, you signed it. You ticked it. You're a 36-year-old man who's had a lot of life experience. You can say no at any point.
It's true.
Please don't
and
use that
And you could have not gone on the show. I'm sure someone else as well, they would have partnered you up with someone else.
Yeah.
If worse came to the worst here.
Well, in that mirror interview, he was like, because I turned down a deal in Mykonos, you know, I didn't have anything else to do. Don't use me as your scapegoat. Like, what? Because you haven't got a job to go to.
Yeah.
You just say, yeah, I'll go through with Married at First Sight.
It's not going in for the right reason.
No. And this is what I said on the honeymoon. Fake.
Yeah.
Because I knew that he had done other shows. And I was thinking, I haven't watched these shows. But from what I've heard, you aren't doing this for the right reasons.
Amen.
And I actually went in there to meet someone.
Oh, well, we're going to have to get you back on another season.
Yeah,
unless you've got any more trauma from that, but...
Well, no, I've obviously got the good shit that happened.
Yeah, you fucking did. Who's your favourite couple that was...
Oh, here we go. These are questions
that
I like.
Go on. Favourite couple, worst couple.
Favourite couple?
Yeah.
Can I have more than one?
Yes.
Jane Luke.
Okay.
Roz and Thomas. Tasha and Paul.
Okay. Love that. Least favourite. And you can have multiple of these too, if you like.
Oh, God. A least favourite couple, probably JJ and Bianca.
Why?
Why Bianca and JJ?
Yeah, why Bianca and JJ?
I just don't feel that they were that suited.
Right.
I get that we're all put with people that maybe Paul and Tasha, they were meant for each other.
Yeah.
Jay and Luke, they were meant for each other.
Yeah.
Certain people, maybe like me and Nathaniel, weren't put together, I think, for them, like, obvious reasons. And there was more challenges that we had to face as couples.
Mm. I've got a question to ask you, actually. Hold on.
Oh, go on.
Brad.
And pour another shot.
I've seen a lot of stuff about Brad, and everyone is hating on him at the moment. What do you think?
I'm not going to blame it on the edit.
Okay.
Brad, actually, to me, my experience, it's a really nice guy.
Mm.
The only thing is, I feel like if he wasn't this spiritual guru, he wouldn't get as much
hate. He'd get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because he's like, oh, I'm spiritual, I'm this, I'm that, I feel like it's putting the spotlight on him being this like perfect guy.
Yeah, you set yourself up for failure there.
Yeah. When he used to talk about certain things, it would be like, it was so long.
Yeah.
When he did a speech at the commitment ceremony, when he told Shona to shut up,
ooh,
that went on for like 15 minutes.
Shut up.
No, I mean, serious. That's what I wanted to say to him. Shut up. And I was just like, oh my God, how long is this going to go on for? But it's like, what I used to say, and they never aired it, was why does he feel the need to have to like, go into these whole, the universe tells me that I should say this. And I'm like, babe, fucking say it with your chest. Just get it out.
Yeah, just say it.
He's
just
fit.
Say it. Yeah.
He's really sexy.
Yes.
I would admit that. When I first saw him out of all the husbands.
No, I do agree. I do agree.
I was like, he's the one I would want to be with.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not so much.
Mm.
Look-wise, but not personality-wise.
I do agree.
But I was just like, oh, you don't need to keep giving some spiritual explanation as to why you're giving the answer you're giving.
Yeah, it's true. Just
I
say
feel like
the
Shona
answer.
Was so in love. She said at the Hindu, I'm already in love with my husband. I thought she was as delusional as
she
was.
The PDA I'm saying it now, was fucking vile. What are you doing? The first dinner party, why are you like humping each other, snogging? What the fuck are you doing?
I was jealous.
Oh, no. It made me feel sick. I had to skip forward.
Really?
Because it wasn't
jealous.
Like a little kiss. It was like,
if you
like
were Brad, would you not be like...
No, I would not. If I was with the best looking bloke in the world, I'd kiss him, but fuck, would I just be like tonguing him? No. What is wrong with you?
Eating their bogeys?
Yeah, I'd eat their bogeys, but I wouldn't snog them. Honestly, it was vile.
I'd lick their balls, but I wouldn't eat their bogeys.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But to be fair, I'm biased because PDA makes me want to physically slam my head into a wall. I hate it.
Why?
It just makes me feel sick. Like, what are you doing?
What's your love language? How do you...
Don't know, not talking.
Get full breath.
Sleeping in the other room.
Knifing them?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know slitting their throat?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I think my love language is spooning.
Oh, no.
I like a spoon. I'm sending you both positive vibes. And I feel like today's pod has been iconic. It's been chaos. We've had some spillages. We've had some pussy talk, but it has been iconic. And hemorrhoid talk. And there's been a nipple.
Don't show that. Don't show that. Were you? No. Okay, we can't.
Want to know Rosie's face when that came up. That was iconic.
Sorry, Rosie.
Anyway, thank you for coming on.
Grace, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming
can't
on.
Can't wait for you to scissor me.
And this. You. I can't wait. We're going to be little protractors. That's not the word. If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye. Say bye.
Bye, guys. Love you.